Your Central Minnesota Cattle Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. This morning we check in with Dave Delaney with EverAg, and we're talking livestock.
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm from Eastern Iowa originally. I've been in the ag industry for about 39 years, and most of my tenure I worked on the procurement side for pork packing plants. I'm an auctioneer. I've auctioned cattle and sale barns, and so, but most of my experience is on the hog side and working for packers from IBP to farmland to Cargill to that type of experience.
Well, Dave, let's start right there in the pork side of things. It's really hard to find any sort of momentum right now. Those future numbers really don't want to be climbing in the positive side.
Yeah, Joe, that is true. We've really, you know, here since, let's talk about since we've turned the calendar. You know, everybody wanted to compare 2023 to what we saw in 21 and 22, and we had hog markets that screamed. Matter of fact, as high as I've ever seen them in my 39-year career. We had cash hogs last year and the year before at 138. We had futures in the 120 range. Everybody thought we were going to repeat that, but I'll tell you the thing they've ignored most, Joe, in my book, is demand for our product. And that's really one of the things that's kind of halted us here. We've seen exports drop specifically from China, and then also just, you know, the volume of pigs that we've been harvesting each week has been larger than anticipated as we analyze and break down last year Q4's hogs and pigs report and again this year's Q1 hogs and pigs. So supply and demand certainly been the detriment to the hog market so far.
Now, Dave, you mentioned China. Is that solely because they are developing their own size of facilities right now, kind of coming off some of the outbreaks they had?
Yeah, and that is true. I mean, they depended on U.S. pork there, as well as other partners globally after their initial break with that African swine situation that they've got going on over there. And what they've done is, you know as well as I do, China is very dependent on pork. It is a staple for that country, and they have the government has tried to put a plan in place, and they've got, we've all heard the stories about the China pork production over there, high-rise buildings, three stories high with, you know, thousands of sows. And they've also gone as far as, Joe, they put the whole system in one, where they've got the production system, the market system, and then the packing system all there together. So they are trying to become as self-sufficient on pork as they can get. So that doesn't help our exports to that country.
So as an industry, do you think we have to try and make a turn here in our strategic plan on pork, or is it more like a wait and see because they're kind of in China putting all their balls in one basket, to say?
I think change would be always good, right? If we do the same thing, we're going to get the same results. As you look globally, Joe, we are some of the cheapest pork in the world. And so to me, again, it's a cycle. It's a bigger macroeconomic situation with, you know, not only are U.S. consumers capped out, but we've got interest rates going higher. It's also the global economies that we're faced with. And again, that comes back to demand. So I think that's part of the issue as well.
When it comes to pork, are there any one or two factors that could turn this in either direction, especially in seeing the futures rise? Anything that could play a role here in the middle of this 2023 year?
I think one thing is we always have to be focused on is we talk about the futures market. And fundamentally, I'm not as friendly here, but as the futures market, certainly one thing that can change that is the funds. And if the funds, you know, decide to take a position to try to force this market higher, they can do that. But I'll tell you, Joe, I'm a little probably more bearish than the average guy on that. I still think the demand for pork is going to be lackluster in 2023, and our supplies certainly, as we're coming into a seasonal downturn in numbers, we're still just producing too much pork.
Dave Delaney with EverAg joining us. And switching to cattle, I was watching a few reports early Thursday morning, and some analysts have said, you know, we may have peaked on some of these prices when it comes to feeder cattle and fat cattle, and we're seeing a slaughter market just overall when it comes to cull cows here very strong. I know it may be too early to say that, but what do you feel this market, have we come close or maybe even reached a peak?
You know, I think let's break that down in all three sectors. The feeder cattle, certainly, again, a demand model, and we know that Joe, we're faced with probably the lowest cow herd that we've seen in 60 plus years. And we have, you know, we have yet to see the bottom of this supply situation. When we start retaining heifers back into this industry, that will be when we see the peak of the feeder cattle prices. I do not believe that's here yet, so I think there's better times ahead as we talk about feeder cattle and the opportunity for higher prices. Fed cattle or fat cattle, again, as we talk about that, the cattle guys, the packers on the cattle side have the uncanny ability to create cattle by, right, cutting kills and so on and so forth, and buying cattle out front and not letting you deliver for 60 days. So in a sense, you know, backing up the cattle, so to speak. I don't believe they're going to create certainly any more numbers by that, but I think they're going to temper the live prices. And then you talk about cull cows, you know, again, where I don't know if it's the lowest in 61 or 2 years, but something, give me a little rounding error on that, Joe, but you know, the market, if you go to the retail sector and you look at ground pork, ground beef, the price spread is very narrow. We know the American consumer loves to eat ground beef, and we fix it in so many different ways today. It's not just the hamburger type arena. It goes in a lot of different dishes that we use. And in a shortened supply situation, that trim, you know, those B50s and B90s, when it gets short, I'll tell you what, these cull cows get to the prices we've seen today. And I don't think that changes for a little, you know, for a little while either. I think the cull cow price is going to stay very, very strong through the summer and into the fall, because of the shortened supply just in the overall beef trim that we're seeing. That's my idea on all three sectors there, Joe.
I know, Dave, just making some observations over the weekend. I was watching a sale. I think it was Wheeler Livestock in Missouri, and they had so many cow-calf pairs coming through, and the auctioneer kept saying it's dry, that folks don't have grass, they don't have water. And, you know, being in Minnesota, I kind of take things like that for granted, but there's still certain parts where that weather stress is going to play a role too.
Oh, most definitely. We have a gentleman on our staff that lives in Southwest Kansas, and until last week, I think they had 200 days plus or minus without a measurable rain. And I'll be honest with you, Joe, that's exactly right. They have no choice but to market those cattle because A, they have no feed, or the feed that they have to ship in is just so extremely high price that it's just not economical to do it. So you're exactly right. That's another factor as well. I mean, you talk about Minnesota. I'm in eastern Iowa, and we've not been in any shade of drought. My family and I, we run about a 50-head cow-calf operation, and we've got plenty of grass. So we're fortunate, blessed, but you're exactly right. And it's not just the Southwest. You go up into the Dakotas and out west into Wyoming, there are still people that are troublesome from the lack of rain and wondering if they're going to have to cull more cows and calves.
Dave Delaney with EverAg joining us this week on your Central Minnesota Farm Report on Chasm Radio. Your report brought to you each and every Saturday morning by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.